What's going on, hockey fans? It's a good old hockey podcast, your go-to stop for all hockey news across the board. We got NHL, college hockey, international hockey, everything you can think of hockey. You can follow us on Instagram, Twitter, X, TikTok, and listen to all of our podcasts on YouTube, Spotify, and Apple Podcasts at Settle Down Media. So enjoy the episode. Hey.
All right, welcome back, everybody. Hope you liked that little intro there. That's a little weekday project that I did. A little quick intro. I feel like we need to spice it up a bit. But welcome back. This is episode number 26, Good Old Hockey Podcast. Galley, we got some fireworks coming up here soon. Tight playoff race, some college hockey drama. Sidney Crosby hitting 40 goals. We got some crazy stuff coming up ahead. I mean, we've got 8 days by the time this comes out. We got 8 days till the playoffs, and I can't be more excited. I'm excited this year. Some good hockey.
Oh, yeah.
But before we get into that, how was your weekend?
Weekend was pretty good. I did a decent amount of things. I went, it was one of the weekends I went out to the bars a decent amount. went to Meridian and Boise. Meridian on Friday night and Boise on Saturday night. My company had an award show for advertising for the city of Boise. So went to that. That was pretty cool. Lots of company sponsored drinking and events and whatnot. So it was a pretty good pregame. But yeah, ended up going downtown Boise. It was a good time. Downtown Meridian was always a good time. But yeah, man, it was kind of a degenerate weekend, not gonna lie.
Yeah.
But had a good weekend though. How about you?
It was pretty decent. Let's see, Friday we actually downloaded Monopoly on the PlayStation and we're ripping some Monopoly. Got pretty boring. Not boring, but I could tell everyone was a little bit out of it towards the end. Saturday though, went to End Zone, had a good night. Definitely called it early though.
Yeah, you almost came downtown.
I was so close, dude. That wouldn't have been good if I made it downtown, honestly. For the bank account and just me in general. That was, when I was texting you about going, I looked at my phone and it was like 11:30. And I'm like, holy shit, like, this is way too early. And yeah, would have been bad, but stayed in. But we do definitely need to go sometime, whether it's, I'm down for this weekend. I didn't do anything this last weekend, so
yeah, we'll see. I also speaking of bank accounts and whatnot, I lost some money on NC State. That was a tough pill to swallow, and of course Bama. So fade my picks, whatever I'm picking at this time. This comes out, I actually have a Purdue spread, so we'll see if that hits. Third time's a charm.
Yeah,
third time's a charm, especially for the Final Four. So we'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. I guess, but yeah, we got basketball. We're recording this on Monday, so we got basketball a little bit later today, tonight. But then it turns into full hockey, which is what we'll get into right now. Jumping right into a little bit of coast to coast, just talking shop before playoffs. We had some, you know, good storylines. Sidney Crosby just hit 40 goals the other night, which I didn't know this, but he, between him, Wayne Gretzky, and Mario Lemieux, the other two, Lemieux and Gretzky, did not hit past 40 goals over the age of 30. And now Sid has done, I think he's got, what is this, season number 4 of 40 goal seasons? I don't know. But he, yeah.
Yeah. No, Sid, that's crazy, man. I think Sidney Crosby is definitely one of the best players of all time. I feel like this sort of statistic, I mean, at 36 to put up 40 goals is impressive. Yeah. I don't know if you said that, but yeah, Lemieux hit 50 goals at 34 years old, which is insane. I mean,
his
predecessor for the Pens. Yeah. But it's kind of surprising that Gretzky didn't hit over 40 after 30 years old. But yeah, I mean, Sidney Crosby's going to be in the league for a while. I feel like he's going to play. I mean, he has 3 cups to his name. He's got Olympic gold, world championship gold, I think, too. World junior gold. World cup of hockey gold, too. So
yeah.
I mean, he's one of the most coveted players and successful players of all time. And shit, I mean, the Pittsburgh Penguins were in such a dumpster fire when he first was drafted there and came on. Even his first season, they were really bad. So it's pretty awesome to see what he's done with that franchise. And I feel like Pittsburgh is, I mean, I feel like the city of Pittsburgh is so much behind their hockey team. I feel like the Pirates probably lack a little bit in that popularity. I'd say the Penguins are probably second behind the Steelers and
the Steelers,
Pittsburgh, which, I mean, big part of that's probably Crosby, you know? So
yeah.
I think it's pretty awesome. And I mean, I don't know if he's, you know, top five yet, but, you know, going towards the end of his career, I think that there's a very good chance. I mean, he could crack that top three, even possibly top two. I don't know about that, though. What's your take on that?
Crosby at three, Lemieux at two, Gretzky at one.
Damn, right now, too? I'd have to disagree with that right now. I still think Yager and Gordie Howe.
Man, fuck. Better than Sid?
Even Bobby Orr, too. I mean, Bobby Orr changed the game for defense.
He did.
Gordie Howe changed the whole sport of hockey. Yeah. I mean, and talk about not aging. I mean, that guy played into his I think he played 50 years old, 51 years old or something like in the NHL, which is unheard of.
Yeah.
And then same with Yager. I mean, still playing to this day. And
yeah,
Yager was on top of the league for like almost two decades. I mean, in the 90s and 2000s, he was like putting points up. I mean, he was unbelievable. In a way, Yager did change the game too. So I don't think he's top five for me yet, but I think Crosby will get there. I mean, yeah, just because you gotta
think
look
about
the legacy.
Think about his legacy up to the, like, I know his career's not over yet, so it's hard to give him his flowers at that time yet for number three. But I mean, I don't know. I don't think Yager, I mean, he played, it's hard because like Gordie Howe and Yager, they both played in the league for a long time.
Yeah.
Now, obviously, they're going to have crazy points and stats. And yeah, Yager's two overall, like second overall most points. But a lot of that has to do with how many seasons he played. And yes, that is a part of how good you are. But Sidney Crosby is, I think he's better than Ovechkin, just as an overall player. Goal scorer, that's a different story. Way different story. Ovi's the greatest goal scorer ever. He's like, he's going to break Gretzky's record. But Crosby, as an overall player, I think sits at number three for me.
I just think it's hard to, as 11th place of all time in points, it's hard to say.
Yeah, his career's not over yet, though.
Is top three. I know. I think eventually Crosby could even be top two.
I could see that.
Yeah, I mean, eventually, I think that he could be top two. Just his play IQ and his playmaking ability is, and also very defensive too, which I feel like Gretzky, Lemieux lacked. I mean, I wouldn't say Gordie Howe lacked defense at all. No. Yager maybe a little bit, but I mean, it's hard to compare these players
because it really is
40, 50, even 60 years between these players in terms of when they were playing. But yeah, I feel like still he hasn't maybe cracked that five spot for me, but I mean, no disrespect, though. I love Sidney Crosby. Sidney Crosby is one of the biggest reasons I got into hockey. He had such a big buzz around him, like in around 2007, 2008. And I remember seeing him on Sports Illustrated Kids. I was like, dude, this guy's legit. And then watching him, I was like, this guy's even more legit, seeing the documentaries about the Penguins and shit.
Yeah.
So he's a legend, and I forever will love Sid. I mean, he's and on top of that, I mean, I think the biggest thing about him is he's such a good leader. He's been in the league for so long, and I feel like since he's been in the league, he's been coaching his teammates. He's been just such a good leader, like incredible. So
yeah, no, I agree. I think it's like you said, it's tough to compare. His career is also not over yet. But I mean, it's kind of like, I don't know, with McDavid, obviously he's too young in his career to say where he's at on the leaderboard, but just with his skill alone, he's the greatest hockey player to have ever played the game. But
yeah,
that's because of skill. But Gretzky was miles above everyone else. And I think Sid was kind of like that. The unfortunate thing with Sidney, though, was that he was hurt for a lot of his prime years.
Big time.
Which affects it.
Dude, I think if he wasn't hurt, he'd probably be top five in points. I mean, those were two-ish years. He missed a significant amount of time, and especially in his prime, like you're saying, if he had those 2 years back, I mean, those could potentially be 100-point seasons. So, I think that's a really good point. And yeah, I mean, it's debatable, but I do feel like I got to give respect to the elders.
Yeah. Played their
whole career. And
yeah, I disagree with you, but I don't hold it against you. Cause I mean, I understand, like, that's a fair point. I think, you know, Bobby Orr, all those guys, Yager, Gordie Howe are great players. But that's just what I think, but we'll move on. Cause we're not going to move each other's.
I could talk about Sid forever though.
Yeah, no, we could. We also had some, we're just switching gears a little bit out of the NHL and into college hockey. We do have the Frozen Four coming up this week. If you're listening to this on Wednesday, it's tomorrow, 3 p.m., 4 p.m. Central Time. And the other one's 7 p.m., 7:30 p.m. Central Time for the other one. So make sure you go watch those. But before we get into that, I got to defend my man Will Smith really quick.
Well, first of all, we should talk about our bracket. It could become
.
I mean, I don't think it's perfect right now, but the finals could be BC versus BU, which I think would be such a good game.
I think so too.
I mean, BC versus Michigan, that's that second game, and then BU versus Denver. I'm excited for tomorrow just because, I mean, those are going to be two lights out games. I'm so excited for them, but it would be pretty sweet if we did guess that that finals right. I mean, that'd be a good start to predicting, and we'll see if we can figure it out some way next year, some crafty, creative way. We are going to be doing a bracket challenge for this Frozen Four because I scanned across the internet. There's nothing. So we're going to do something like this. Maybe it's going to be tickets to the next Frozen Four. Maybe it's going to be something as the prize, but we're going to try to get the wheels turned on this because this is a good opportunity for us to connect to you hockey fans out there and get this official bracket challenge going for the Frozen Four.
For real. Yeah. No, for sure. I'd be excited, honestly. BU versus BC. It'd be a rematch of the Hockey East tournament.
Yeah.
But I think it'd be a good game. You know, it's one game. You know, they won in championship game for Hockey East, but could be a different story after that.
Yeah.
But
100%. Sorry for pumping the brakes on that. I just wanted to touch a little bit on the bracket challenge and our perfect potentially finals matchup.
Yeah.
So
No, it could come true. We'll see. I think we had BC winning, if I remember correctly.
Or I think we did. I think it was a coin flip.
Yeah. Yeah. Who knows? But go watch two episodes ago. We have it on there if you want to fact check us. That being said, we also got news this week, pretty much right after we actually released the pod, I think, or maybe it's Friday, I don't know. But they released the three people left in contention for the Hobey Baker Award. Hobey Baker Award is essentially the MVP for college hockey. And
Heisman.
Yeah, Heisman, pretty much, same thing. But there's three names on there, and one being Jackson Blake from University of North Dakota. He had 60 points, 40 games, great. Awesome. Jason Blake's son, and he is a sophomore this year. Other one, Macklin Celebrini out of Boston University. If you don't know his name by now, what are you doing? He had 32 goals as a rookie, 64 points, and 37 games. And then we also, out of BC, got Cutter Gauthier. Now, he had 64 points, 39 games, and he led the NCAA with 37 goals.
And he had a controversial trade to Anaheim, too.
He did. I forgot about that. He was behind that whole... Yeah. Gosh, I forgot about that. So those are the three in the top. Now, I've been sitting on this for a while now because we haven't recorded. But Will Smith, I think, kind of got snubbed. I understand. But Will Smith was leading the NCAA in points. He had 69 points. So he was, I want to say, like 4 or 5 points ahead of everyone. 39 games, also a freshman. I understand Cutter Gauthier, he's leading the league in goals. 37 goals in 39 games, almost a goal per game. It's
That's
impressive.
Crazy.
And then Macklin Celebrini, you can't really leave him off, but you kind of can't. I mean, from what I read, it seems like they're trying to, or they were trying to kind of like get off the, they didn't want it to be just a Hockey East BC versus and BU final three. They had to throw in a little West Coast, West Side University of North Dakota in there. So it's hard to say, because like, do you leave off Cutter Gauthier, who led the league in goals, or do you leave off the guy who's leading in points? I don't know.
Yeah.
And it's tough. I also think Will Smith does play on a line that is very stacked, or just, he plays on a great line with him, Ryan Leonard, and Gabe Perreault. They're all, I want to say, like top 10 point per game guys in the NCAA. So I understand it's hard to just give it to him, but he led the league in points. I don't know. It's,
yeah, I think it's an absolute snub.
This
pisses me off that he didn't make it, just because he won, he's the whole league in points as a rookie. Though, yeah, as a rookie to do that. And I know two of these players on here are first year freshmen.
Yep.
So, I mean, to be fair, but I mean, to put a sophomore with, you know, nine less points than him, that's ridiculous. I think that he got left out, and I think it would have been kind of weird that it was all Boston University, Boston College players. But to be fair, I mean, Will Smith is an incredible player. He's one of the best players. I mean, easily top three. In the NCAA. And I mean, he could be gone next year. So I think it's kind of ridiculous that they left him out. I know there's been some pretty famous Heisman snubs, and this is definitely going up there for like, you know, a pretty big snub for a college sport award.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it makes me mad, but you know, I mean, I don't know, man.
Yeah,
I mean,
it's ridiculous. It is.
I see their point with putting a UND player in there. Like, UND, that division's very hard to play in, and put 60 points in 40 games. And of course, you got a hockey name too. I feel like it's probably a little bit hard to leave him off.
Yeah,
but I do just think put that's four a step. Then.
Put four. Like, what's? I mean, I don't know. I guess they have to narrow it down to three people. But
they should have it like a Heisman, though. I mean,
yeah.
I know they've done three historically, like in all previous years, but this scenario right here, I mean, I just feel like this year is probably one of the tightest Hobie Baker award like races I've ever seen. I mean, all four of these players, I mean, I think it's between Will Smith, Cutter, and Macklin. I think Jason Blake's kind of I don't want to say like a make-a-wish like nomination, but like, yeah. I mean, I don't think he is necessarily deserving of it as much as Will Smith. I mean, to do that as a freshman, you can't leave that off the ballot, no matter who your teammates are, no matter what new conference you play in. No. And he's a highly coveted player. I mean, if you're going to have the argument, oh, Macklin Celebrini, he's first overall draft pick. Well, I mean, Will Smith was a top five draft pick too. But not only that, I mean, he's 18 years old. I mean, to be doing that at 18 years old, whoever your teammates are, that's an impressive feat. So
yeah,
I think that's BS that they left him off. And come on, Hobie Baker committee. I don't even know who picks that stuff. So
yeah, I don't know. I mean, it's hard. Like, I'm pretty biased. I love, obviously, the Sharks. You can see behind me. But I don't know. It's just weird that, you know, a player that I understand the circumstances, though. I mean, it's tough to say, like, oh, yeah, he led the league in points, but look at the line he's with. Like, you know, you can't just put anyone there, but I don't know. The leading goal scorer, 37 goals. It's impressive. You can't leave that off. But you also can't leave off the leading scorer, but you also can't put two BC. Like, why does that matter? Like, if they're good, they're good.
Yeah.
Put them in the final.
I mean, I would even probably put Will Smith ahead of Macklin Celebrini, in my opinion.
I would too, yeah.
But I mean, out of any of these three, Jackson Blake, 100%. I mean, I don't think that. I mean, no offense to him. He's a great player. He's a excellent player out there, and he's UND's best player, probably one of the best players in the NCHC. But you know, I do think Will Smith is deserving of that spot. And hey, maybe this might light a fire to him and be like, fuck the NCAA. We're going to go to the NHL next year. So hopefully that happens, because I'd like to
see him in the NHL. Go and win what's it called? The title. Go play BU again. Play Macklin Celebrini in the finals again. Because like Will Smith in the Hockey East Championship, he scored a hat trick on them to secure that victory for them. So I don't know. We'll see how the Frozen Four plays out. Maybe that'll light a fire under him, and he's like, fuck this. I don't know. Who knows?
I will say, we'll say respect to all of these nominees.
Yeah.
Who do you think your pick is to win it?
I mean, 37 goals is impressive in one season. I would give it to Cutter.
I would give it to Cutter too. I mean, 37.
Unless the Sharks win the lottery draft, then I'd give it to Maglin Celebrini.
Yeah. I mean, I think Maglin Celebrini had an excellent season, lights out season. But
yeah,
I mean, compared to Cutter Gauthier scoring those 37 goals, I just feel like it's a hard argument to be against Maglin Celebrini.
Yeah.
Or against Cutter Gauthier, pardon me.
Yeah.
Over Cutter Gauthier, whatever. I'm messing up my words right now, but
it's all right. But we'll move on from the NCAA playoffs, move into NHL playoffs. We have one of the tightest races I've seen in a while.
Big time.
There are currently, as of when we are speaking at 6:52 on April 8th, there are five teams in contention right now for the third spot in the Metro and also another wild card spot. Lightning have it locked down. They're making the playoffs. They're, I think, 10 points ahead of whoever's second wild card right now. But as of right now, again, right now, we've got the Islanders at 85 points in that third spot in the Metro. Detroit is at 84 points. They are in that second wild card spot. And then the Penguins, Capitals, and Flyers are all at 83 points. So this is a race where, I mean, majority of those teams, Flyers, Caps, Hens, is Detroit in the Metro or are they Atlantic? They're Atlantic, right?
I think Detroit's in the Metro. Oh, no, they're in the Atlantic. Pardon me.
Okay.
God, it's so weird Detroit's in the Atlantic.
I know. Well, they were always a West Coast team, which is weird in itself. But, so Detroit is fighting for that. They're the only ones that can get that. They can only get the wild card spot while everyone else can fight for that third spot in the Metro. But man, like, I mean, a lot of these teams too, we're looking at the Flyers, kind of fell off because they were sitting second.
Dude, Capitals, same with the Pens.
Penguins.
We were like, Pens are making it.
Yeah.
Like, throw the towel in. I mean, I know the Caps and Flyers are really close at the trade deadline. The Red Wings are in the mix. I mean, holy shit, coming out of nowhere. 6-2-2 in their last 10 games, 4-game win streak. They're playing right now. Last time I checked, it was 1-1. I mean, everyone's going to know the score of this game, but as we felt right now, they're playing the Leafs. End of second, still 1-1. So really hope, I mean, from their perspective, they really want to win that game because it's going to put them in a lot better situation. If they do win that game, they're going to slot into that. I think they should slot into that third spot in the Metro.
Yeah.
At least a playoff spot. So
yeah, they will be. Yes. Yeah.
And yeah, what a turnaround though. I mean, I feel like they traded Gensel and they're like, dude, like we're not making the playoffs, but Sidney Crosby is never mind. Something that I saw that was very interesting today about Crosby, which I'm just like,
okay,
dude, he's such a fucking beauty, is someone was like, some reporter asked him about the solar eclipse, which was
I was going to bring this up. Yep.
And he said like, nah, I'm not, I don't pay attention to that because I got my pregame nap. And it's like, Sid means business. He's going to, I think the Pens have a very good shot of making the playoffs. Whether that's going to be in the second wild card or if that's going to be that three spot, I think the Pens should make it.
Yeah. Yeah, I think as a Sharks fan, we do have their first round pick this next year. So I don't, as a Sharks fan, really want them to make the playoffs. But as a hockey fan, I want to see them push for the playoffs. See Sidney Crosby in the playoffs is always a good time. It's always good to watch. I think it'd be cool to kind of see maybe the Penguins in that third spot and the Caps get that wild card spot. So we've got Ovechkin and Sidney Crosby back in the playoffs.
Yeah.
Like, we haven't seen that in a while with both of them in the playoffs. I feel like, maybe 21, 22 season?
Yeah, it's been a couple seasons. But also, like, dude, the Wings. I mean, the Wings got Kane this year, and that would be a story itself. And then
again,
somehow if the Flyers got in. I mean, they've been like, everyone's been saying, oh, they're not, they weren't going to make it all year. And then they're in a playoff spot and they're like, oh, maybe they actually might make it, but they're fucking falling right now. They're sliding. There's all sorts of internal troubles. I'd be surprised to see if the Flyers make it. Torts is running that team like a dictator this season. So,
I bet. Yeah. Sounds like him. But yeah, I think, I don't know. I would love to see Sidney Crosby play. I don't know who are your picks for that third spot in the Metro and the wild card spot? Who do you want to see slotted in right there?
Like the Islanders are looking decent with five games left. Mm-hmm. I mean, they have to kind of mess up, and they're in a four game win streak as of when we speak right now. I'd like to see the Penguins at that three spot. I think that would be a pretty good game. Gensel would play against the Penguins against his old team. I think that would be a hell of a matchup. Canes versus Penguins would be sweet. And then it's hard for me to see the Islanders not making it, though. That's the thing about it. And see if the Pens are going to slide into that second spot. I mean, they'd be playing the Bruins or Rangers, which would be a crazy game. But I mean, it's so hard to say. Hockey, especially this type of shit, it's like I have no clue. And I feel like I'd say that about the playoffs, but because like you still got the Red Wings in the mix too, who are not playing that bad of hockey right now. I don't think the Capitals are going to make it. I think the Flyers are just kind of falling too hard right now. And there's, like I said, there's lots of issues right now with them. So I think out of these teams, though, I think the Pens have got to make it somehow. I think it's between the Pens, Wings, and Islanders are going to make it out of those. I mean, it's going to be between them.
Yeah.
Because, like I said, the Caps and Flyers kind of shaky for me. So,
yeah, I agree. We'll move on to the next topic, but I do have to go to the bathroom really quick. So I'm going to pause this. All right, up next, we've got the New York Rangers. They right now are looking pretty hot, pretty good. We talked about Alexi Lafreniere last episode. And he's still been turning it on, I feel like.
He has.
He's been definitely a pivotal player for them, which they've needed out of him. And I've thought a little bit more about my comments, and I don't know that I would classify him as a bust. I think he's still young. He's 22 years old. He's younger than I am, and playing in the NHL. So it's tough to say, you know, I mean, he is a first overall draft pick. But besides the point, I take back my statement that he's a bust. I think we could see some production out of him next season. He's playing on a good team, though. But him and Panarin have been pretty nasty together. So as a fan of the game, I hope he keeps it up next season, especially and for the playoffs. But Rangers right now are looking pretty good. What do you think?
I'm going to still stand that he's a bust right now.
Okay.
I think he has 56 points in 78 games, which is great. It's a good season.
Yeah.
It's going to come down to what he does next season. I think if he has a similar season, I'd still classify him as bust. But I mean, his past seasons, he's had 39 points last season, 31 points the season before, and 21 his rookie season, which is pretty dang low. That's like Patrick Stefan, that first overall pick. I mean, I don't know if he's as bad as like Yakupov, but I don't think he's going to get out of the league like that sort of bust, but I don't think he's going to be a first overall pick necessarily. I mean, I mean, you look at the past 10 first overall picks, and I mean, discluding Yakupov, they're all pretty incredible players. And I just don't think Lafreniere is like at that level yet.
No,
he could prove me wrong and have an excellent season next year, great postseason, whatnot.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'm still sticking by my call with, he's not the best first overall.
Yeah. Players, I mean, so. Yeah, definitely. We won't get on it too long because we're running out of time, but yes, we'll stop talking about him, but I agree with that. He needs to have a good season next year. But back to what we were saying, President's Trophy brings into me, though, is the question of the curse of the President's Trophy. Would you want, like, I don't know, as a Sharks fan, I've seen them win the President's Trophy and I watched them lose the first round. Just watched Boston do the same exact thing. They had a historic season and lost in the first round. You know, it's happened time and time before, happened to the Panthers this year before. season before last. I don't know. It's hard to say. It's like they're buzzing so hard right now, but every time I've seen it, these teams, especially out of the East, where it's such a stacked conference, I don't know. Do you think this team can beat that curse of the Presidents Trophy?
I just think at least the first round, yes. I think they should make it past the first round. There's just such a dominant team this year. I mean, the Bruins were last year, but there was definitely some flaws in terms of age and whatnot. The Bruins are good again this year. I mean, no slack on the Bruins. Bruins could still pull off the President's Trophy too.
They could.
But I think that if the Rangers keep flying hot into the playoffs postseason, because right now they're 8-2-0 in their last 10. I mean, if they keep that up, I think they should carry it into the postseason. And they're just looking like the best team in the East right now. So
yeah,
I don't think the curse is necessarily going to be on them. Will they win the Stanley Cup? I think that's up for discussion. It's so hard to say who's going to win the Stanley Cup right now.
There's no,
But yeah, I don't think it's gonna affect them too much this year.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I agree. I mean, it's so hard with that. And like you said, predicting the Stanley Cup, people try to ask me like, who's your pick? And I'm like, I don't know. I'll say the Panthers because I want them to win. But there's truly so much that can go on in a playoff hockey series that it's the hardest trophy to win. The Stanley Cup, I've said this time and time, it is the hardest championship to win across all sports.
Oh, 100%.
You got one game. We got four games. But to go through a seven-game series of that much physicality too, like hockey, like you've seen it, playoff hockey is way more physical than regular season hockey.
Yeah, 100%.
But I think it's the hardest trophy.
I mean, there's still a decent amount of fighting for sure. It just depends on the series.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, it's definitely more tight knit and I'd say closer games. So there's not as much fighting, but I just think with the storyline the Rangers have this year, and they have one of the best enforcers in the league, as we've seen. Matt Rempe is pretty damn good. It's gonna be interesting. I think they got some grit too, especially after that that big brawl they had last week.
Big time. Did we even talk about that? I don't even think we talked about that last episode.
No, I don't think we did. I think it was right like maybe the night after our episode lost.
It's all old news now. It was on the live if you missed that. Settle Down Live every Thursday, 8 p.m. But it was on there. We talked about it. But yeah, I don't know. We'll see. Honestly, President's Trophy race is still pretty tight. I mean, yeah, like you said, the Bruins could potentially win. But
I mean, or even the Stars too. Stars got 107 points, so they could be a sneaky team to win that Pres Trophy.
Sneaky Presidents, yeah. Could happen. I think the next, moving on to the West, I think that race is not as tight as the East, obviously. But
yeah.
I don't know. We've talked about this before about Vegas and whether or not they're going to even make the playoffs. Also, Tomas Hertl makes his start tonight with the Golden Knights against the Canucks tonight. Best wishes to him, but no wishes at all to the Knights for that. I won't get into that because I could go on forever. But, I mean, the team that's behind them right now is the Blues. They're only one realistically able to catch them. So unless the Knights just fall apart and lose the rest of the, six games they have left?
Yeah. I think they're slotted in to make the playoffs at least. But
yeah,
my biggest question is like they're only 1 point behind the Kings for the third divisional. And that's going to be, I mean, in the Knights perspective or the Kings perspective, you're either going to be playing the Oilers or you're going to be playing the Stars, most likely the Stars. So I'd probably say out of those two teams, I mean, if I'm either one of them, I'd probably say I'd like to play the Oilers more.
Yeah.
Even though they have such a star-studded roster too. Both of those matchups are still a little difficult, but definitely prefer, I mean, Edmonton over the Dallas Stars just because Dallas is definitely the best team in the West this regular season. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens. I think Vegas might slot in for that three spot though, just knowing Vegas and how slippery they are.
No, that's true. I could see them moving in there. I mean, I also wouldn't be shocked though if the LTIR Knights were able to, you know, kind of slip in and upset the Stars if they do play them in the wild card game.
Yeah. I mean, it's crazy to think like the second wild card could potentially be the team to beat. I mean, in a way, I mean, they've been so dominant in the postseason. They had an excellent postseason and won the Stanley Cup last year. So,
and I'm
in
sure
a way, they
I'm
kind sure of are the team to beat.
Back. Yeah.
Yeah. No, they are. And I mean, they still have basically the same roster as they did last year. So,
if not more, they have more.
Yeah. Yeah. They have more. I mean, it's,
yeah.
I mean, on paper, the Knights have one of the best rosters in the league. So, it's going to be very interesting to see how that fizzles out and how the Knights kind of perform, because they're looking pretty good, 7-2-1 in their last 10 games. So if they can carry on that success to the playoffs, watch out for the Knights.
Yeah, no, for real. But yeah, that pretty much wraps up our playoff talk. We're getting into a little, I guess you could say, game up next. But yeah, I mean, we got 8 days when this episode comes out till the season is over. We will be moving to 2 episodes a week once playoffs start. Give you guys all the coverage. It'll be shorter episodes, just covering playoff talk. But yeah, be on the lookout for that. We'll, if you follow us, if you don't follow us yet, follow us on Good Old Hockey Podcast on Instagram. All the stuff will be there, all the updates and everything. But with that being said, we're going to talk about the best playoff atmosphere in each division. Now, I think this could be tough because it really does depend on what round you're in. And also, I don't know, I have a bias in the Pacific Division. I know you do as well. Because have you been to it? I'm sure you've been to it.
Like, yeah, I've been to a Flames playoff game. It's electric. I don't know if I'd pick them, though. We'll see.
Yeah,
we'll
get into
we're going to start off with the Atlantic Division. We'll start out with the East Coast. We got the Bruins, Panthers, Leafs, Lightning, Wings, Sabres, Senators, and Canadiens, which the Canadiens are last in division. They're not going to make the playoffs this year, but like, holy shit. I think it's a hard argument between, I mean, these are all, there's, I mean, the Bruins, Leafs, even the Wings, Canadiens too. I mean, we got 4 original 6 teams. So that's like really freaking hard between those 4 teams. But I don't know, what's your pick for this one?
I think, now, are we talking all time or just like this season in particular? Like this?
We're going to talk all time.
Okay. If we were talking like this season in particular, if the Wings make it, I'd give it to the Red Wings because they've been out of the playoffs for a while and their fans are just itching for that. And it's going to be electric there if they do make it. But honestly, from what I've heard, I've never been to this game, but Montreal Canadiens are freaking loud. So are the Bruins. I'll give Bruins honorable mention, but I'm going to go with the Canadiens.
Yeah, I'm going to go with Montreal too. I just think they have such a storied franchise there and their fans are passionate like no other. No offense to Leafs fans.
Yep.
But we haven't seen them make it past the first round a lot of the time. So I feel like it might be kind of hard to judge them.
Yeah, if they've only got 3 games played in the playoffs for...
But I mean, shit, dude. I mean, the Canadiens fans are unbelievable. They have one of the biggest arenas in the league. And I just feel like seeing... It's hard to beat a Canadian playoff atmosphere. Yep. I think between all these teams, it's probably got to be like between Canadians and the Leafs, which is so weird to say the Bruins and Wings aren't in that conversation, but just that Canada aspect. But
yeah,
I mean, the Canadians, I feel like the whole city of Montreal shuts down for those games. Like, it's a big deal. And like, I've seen outside of both the Leafs stadium and the Montreal Canadiens stadium, there's a fuck ton of fans every playoff game. So I think we're both fair to say the Canadians. Some people might come at us for this, though.
Who cares? I mean, like I said, I'll give Boston their flowers because of the recent success, and it's the fact that it's Boston. That place does get rocking. But I'm going to stay with Montreal. They haven't had a whole lot of success besides maybe COVID year. But yeah, I'm confident in that Montreal pick, though. But next one, the Metro. This one's a little bit tougher. Let's see. We've got the Rangers, the Devils, the Penguins, the Flyers,
Islanders, Capitals, Hurricanes, Capitals, and the Blue Jackets.
Oh my god! I forgot they're in the Metro.
Yeah, they're in the Metro.
Oh my god! I forgot they existed.
So this one's a little bit more difficult. This one is harder. It's not more difficult than the Atlantic. I feel the Atlantic might be the most difficult division to say what's the best playoff atmosphere.
Yeah.
And it would be hard to.
This one's hard because there's no clear cut. Like in the Atlantic, you've got three clear cut picks that are all like across the entire NHL. Most of those teams are in the Atlantic that you would pick. But
I know.
For the Metro, it's tough because like we've never been to these games. So
here's 100%.
What we see on TV or hear on TV. I know Madison Square Garden gets pretty rocking, but I'm going to go with the Penguins because of their recent success.
Okay. And yeah, I think the Pens is a good pick. For me, I feel like out of any of these teams, and I feel like some people are definitely going to come at me because I'm picking them over the Rangers, but I'd say the Islanders. I think the Islanders playoff atmosphere is rocking. I feel like you have some gritty fans there.
Yep.
It's in New York. Mm-hmm. It's a small barn. I just feel like that place has got to be so cool and memorable to see a playoff hockey game. And those fans get behind their team like no other. I mean, there's no other teams in Long Island. So I feel like the Islanders, just barely by a hair, would probably beat out the Rangers for me.
Yeah, no, I'd give it to that. I'm okay with those picks.
This is a tough game, though. This is a really tough game.
It is tough. Central Division. And it's also hard because we've never been to these games. You know, once we've been to all the playoff games and, you know, down the line when we've been to every single game from this podcast. But then we can say confidently these answers, but it's tough because, you know, we only get what we get. But the Central, I feel like...
We got the Stars, the Avs, the Jets, the Predators, the Blues, the Wild, Coyotes, and then, of course, the Blackhawks.
Yeah. See,
this one's hard.
This one is very hard.
This one's difficult, man.
I want to give it to Chicago because of their, you know, their record. Like, I'm pretty sure they have one of the loudest NHL arenas.
Yeah, and they have one of the biggest NHL arenas, too. I mean, I don't think it's called the... Is it called the United Center still? I think it's still the United Center.
That's what I know it as.
Yeah, and I mean, it's hard for me to leave off Winnipeg, too. I feel like Winnipeg is, like, such a great atmosphere, too, that whiteout. They have had some attendance issues this year, so probably not going to pick them. But for me, it's hard to say it's not the Blackhawks because they have had recent success. They haven't always been in the cellar like they are this year.
This might be a surprise pick, but give me Smashville. They have a whole name. Like they have Smashville was created in the playoffs, if I'm not mistaken. The term Smashville, right? Like when they had always beat up that car. I think that's playoff time. They don't do that in the regular season.
Yeah, they don't. You know what? I think I'd have to. I'm gonna hop on your pick. I hate to give it not to the Blackhawks because they have such a good atmosphere there, but. Yeah, I mean, as of recent, since the Predators have became a thing, especially after their cup run, I think Nashville is one of the best places to see an NHL game. Sporting event, best city to visit. I love Nashville as a city, so I'm going to be biased on this one. And sorry, Blackhawks fans, but it's got
to
be the Predators.
I'm giving it to Smashville.
Yeah, Bridgestone Arena is awesome, man. I mean, just the traditions they have there, the chanting. Yeah. I feel like I'm in a soccer game in Europe, so it's pretty amazing.
No, it is. Yeah, I went to the season opener this year, and that game was electric as shit. So that was a home opener, too. Like, it wasn't anything super crazy. They're playing the Seattle Kraken. That place gets rocking, and I would love to go to a playoff game there. I think it'd be a lot of fun. So we're going to give it to the Nashville Predators out of Smashville. All right, next up is the Pacific Division. For loudest playoff environment, we've got the Sharks, we've got the Knights, we've got the Kings, we've got the Ducks, we've got the Calgary Flames, we've got the Oilers, we've got the Canucks, now the Kraken. Am I leaving everyone else off?
Oh, I think
we forgot to say Coyotes last in the Central, I think.
Oh, we did?
Oh, that's okay. It might not be a team anymore, so who knows? Sorry, Tyler.
Shots.
But the Pacific... This one's really tough. I've been to a Sharks hockey game, playoff game, so they're high up for me just in terms of how loud it was there. But I don't know. I've been to a Knights playoff game, and honestly, the hype was not it for me.
Really? Really? I feel like it might be kind of a TV thing. I haven't been to a Knights playoff game. I've been to a Knights game, and it's pretty hype. I just feel like there's a lot of not as much diehard fans. I feel like some of the Knights fans come around once they start making the conference final or Stanley Cup.
Okay.
I feel like that's kind of how it is in Vegas. Yeah. But
I was in, it was a third round. It was against the Knight or the Stars last year, and it was game five. They were up 3-1 to the Stars, and I don't know, maybe it was just a bias to me because I don't like the Knights. I was there because my Zuch was, he's a big Knights fan, and we wanted to go to a game. I had a lot of fun. We paid like $40 for two drinks, which is absurd, but I don't know. It just wasn't like, they had their whole pregame thing with the Knight coming out and their little gimmicky show, which is part of Vegas. Like, I get it. It's cool. But it just wasn't like that loud playoff atmosphere like I thought it would be, you know?
And I just feel like with Vegas, there's so much going on there. There's people losing a bunch of money like me and all sorts of shit going on. I mean, there's all sorts of shit going on in Vegas every night. Yeah. So I feel like the Knights is just like complimentary to the city of Vegas. And, you know, don't get me wrong. I'm not saying they have bad fans or anything, but just the atmosphere compared to somewhere like Calgary or Edmonton or Vancouver, it's going to be hard to beat. And I'm going to be really biased on this one. And I think everyone saw it coming. I'm going to Calgary Flames. Yeah. All the way. I've been to the playoff games there.
Yeah.
And for anyone that's, you know, oh, Cal, you're a Flames fan, blah, 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 this and that, you know, I'd say the Saddle Dome gets so rocking. The sea of red comes out. There's not a single speck of non-red anywhere in the arena, which is pretty breathtaking. That's so loud, too. It's a Canadian atmosphere, but also there's the Red Mile. After all the games, the Flames win, especially after series wins, there is thousands of people on 17th Street in Calgary, and it gets rocking down there. Yeah. If anyone wants to have a fun Google search up the Red Mile, it got rocking in 2004.
Yeah,
it's got a little bit rocking in the past, but oh my goodness, Calgary's amazing. I've been to a round two game three playoff game against the Ducks. Not a single Ducks fan there, and it was a sea of red. I've never seen that much red in my life, and it was incredible.
Damn.
Never forget that. So,
dude, you're making me want to go to a playoff game this year. Just like thinking, like I was just thinking about this, and like I'm just thinking of, you know, just the atmosphere.
I know, dude.
It'd be so fun, but money's kind of tight, and I just don't, you know. If anyone wants to sponsor us for a game, we'll vlog it for you guys. Shoot us a DM, email at sdoville@saddledownmedia.com or just my regular at Gmail. Hey, send us to a game. We'll promote you guys. Do whatever. But yeah, I don't
know.
What's
your pick for this division?
My pick for the Pacific. I could go biased. I feel like I have to because this is the only one I've actually been to, an actual atmosphere besides the Knights. I'm not picking the Knights. I'm gonna give it to the Sharks. They're
old.
Yeah, they're. I don't. As of right now, they're not gonna make the playoffs for another couple of years, but maybe more than that. But there's something about going there and, you know, they got the chomp going during the playoffs when power play, anything like just how loud that arena is also pretty small. It holds 17,000. It's not one of the bigger ones, but boy, does it get loud. Bay Area is kind of known for their wishy-washy fans, clearly, because of, you know, where they're at right now in the playoffs or in the standings, and they can't even fill their arena anymore. But when it is playoff time and the Sharks are in it, it's something else. It's so freaking loud. Like, I don't know. You can't even hear yourself think. But I'm sure a lot of playoff atmospheres that we've never been to are just like that. So these are just our picks. But
yeah.
I think that's a solid list in terms of, you know, the Pacific we're going to disagree on. But from Atlantic down to the Central, I feel like was a pretty unbiased pick from us.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah. So
it's probably going to cause some controversy with our picks, though, especially the Atlantic. I mean, the Atlantic was so difficult, man.
It is tough.
I said, there's four teams on there that are just
deserving. Yeah, they are deserving
of it.
I think
even the Central, too, is difficult.
Central's
we didn't
tough
even
too
talk about the Stars or Avs. But yeah.
I think, honestly, though, out of all those, my favorite pick outside of the Pacific, we'll get started out of there because we got our own biases. But I think Smashville was my favorite pick for us. in terms of loudest, just their whole gimmick there. And Nashville's a cool city. And
I guess which one are you going with? Are you going at for Nashville as the best in the league?
I couldn't give it best in the league.
I'm probably still sticking with Montreal.
I think overall, that's
a hard place miss how diehard those fans are and just how diehard that city is behind the Canadians. Yeah. I just feel like that's so hard to beat.
Yeah,
and to be fair, Boston has, they got the Celtics, they got the Patriots. I mean, they win a lot. So I feel like the Bruins aren't doing good. It's like, who gives a fuck? You
know? Yeah, they got someone else to root for. Or the Red Sox. Yeah. So one or the other. But Montreal, it's all Montreal there. So yeah, you know, I'd give it to them as a number one. But that wraps it up. We've got, like I said, 8 days till the season is over. The next episode, we'll be wrapping up NHL season. Maybe talking a little most improved player. Maybe a little breakdown of the season or just the playoffs in general. We'll get into some playoff hockey, which I am very, 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 very excited for.
Oh, yeah.
I want to do some live streaming for it. If you're down, Gal, I know you're going to be moving closer. Set up the camera I got right here in the living room in front of the TV, and we're just, you know, betting on some games, especially in the first round. We got
a whole lot of games to watch me lose some money.
Yeah, watch us, the pain and the excitement of the playoffs. And yeah, it'll be a good time. But with that being said, I mean, thank you guys for listening. You know, make sure you're following us on all the platforms.
We got
our, what's it called? Little at right over there underneath Galley. And then also, if you're listening, it's at Settle Down Media for the main page. And then also at Good Old Hockey Podcast on Instagram and X. Go follow us there. Get all the updates so you know in a loop.
Yeah. And we are going to do a bracket challenge just like we did for March Madness. We're going to be doing that for the NHL. So stay tuned for that. We're still coming up with a sick prize. Like I said, me and Sean are both a little tight on money, but we'll get something sick in the works. And excited for everyone to join that again. And we are really shooting for just as many hockey fans from all over the place.
Yep.
I don't care if you hate us or hate our takes or love us.
Yeah.
I want you to be in this, and if you win it, you're going to get the prize, and we're still figuring that out. So
stay tuned. We'll let you know
all next good old episode. Hockey podcasts.
Yeah.
Follow us. So stay tuned for that.
Yeah. Well, you guys know next episode in terms of the giveaway and also like how to enter. But that being said, you got to go follow us to see all that stuff. So go to Good Old Hockey Podcast. Go follow us. Give us a follow. We're at 200 followers already. Galley started it, 2 weeks ago? So get on this train before it's too late. But with that being said, Galley, it's been a pleasure. We'll talk next week and talk some more hockey. And who knows, maybe have a whole different shakeup in terms of the playoff tree. So we will see you guys next episode and stay frosty, whatever that means.
Out of here.
A little ice, you know.